People sometimes ask me how I got into the art field. It started very early for me. My mother was an unusually visual person who occasionally did a bit of drawing. An important influence on me as a child was not only her drawing ability, but also her delight in seeing things. On an outdoor walk, for example, she would suddenly exclaim, "Oh, look how those tiny daisies have arranged themselves in the grass." Or, "Oh, look how that shadow changes the color of that house." These remarks, though always prefaced by, "Oh, look," were really not meant to elicit a response from me. But on seeing her delight, I would try to see for myself what had caused it. I think that this unintended call and response in childhood had an enormous effect on me, and perhaps was the basis for my later interest in the whole process of drawing one's perceptions. Then, in fourth grade, my teacher was Miss Brown. We called her Brownie behind her back, and we adored her. The school was a public elementary school in a working-class neighborhood of Long Beach, California. Looking back, I see how amazing Miss Brown was. The fourth grade subject for the year was astronomy. In her classroom, we built an actual planetarium, a cardboard tower about 6 feet across, and punched out holes in the domed top for the constellations of Perseus, Andromeda, Orion, and the Pleiades. Furthermore, we studied the Greek and Roman gods and molded bas-relief sculptures of them using thick, cooked cornstarch as the sculpture medium, with which we formed the gods on bases of scrap lumber. Mine was of a kneeling Atlas holding up the world on his shoulders. Miss Brown read the Greek myths aloud to us while we worked on our sculptures. These rich early childhood experiences seem to be gone forever from modern education. They are too dangerous, too messy, and they cannot be scored using standardized tests. But why couldn't small bits of them be revived? Surely, for example, we could manage a bit of drawing in our modern classrooms. Later in life, during long years of my own education up through a doctoral degree, I was able to experiment with that idea when I started my teaching career at Venice High School in West Los Angeles. The students there joined me in the most delightful way in trying to figure out why it seemed so difficult to learn to draw what is right in front of your own eyes. The result of that teaching experience, and also of the wide publication and popularization of Roger Sperry's groundbreaking work on brain hemisphere functions, was Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, first published in 1979 and revised 3 times in my effort to keep up with ongoing educational research. It is still in print today around the world and has helped millions of people learn to draw and to access their innate creativity.